I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. The season-ending ATP Finals in London has capped an amazing men's tennis season, with rising star Stefanos Tsitsipas of Greece rising to the top at the prestigious event. Craig Gabriel was courtside and is now on our side of the game room.
They're probably dancing with excitement at the Acropolis because one of the most exciting players in world tennis has won one of the biggest titles in world tennis. Stefanos Tsitsipas can't believe what he's achieved. What a thrilling finish it was to the season as 21-year-old Stefanos begins his celebration. He's won the biggest title by far of his young career. He's taken 2 hours 35 minutes to get past Dominic Thiem, 6-7, 6-2, 7-6. When the Austrian's return floated out on championship point, Tsitsipas dropped to his knees in disbelief, and he hit the court so hard that blood was trickling from his right knee. But what did he care? He felt no pain. It was just sheer euphoria.
I'm really excited to... I was excited to be part of the Nito Finals experience. For me, it was already a big thing. Now that I'm a champion, I don't know how to explain it. I honestly don't feel anything because it's too many emotions to feel something. So it's horrific in a way to be holding this trophy. Once I remember myself watching this event on TV and thinking like, well, these guys have done an insane year to be playing here, and now I'm in a position where I'm the champion, so it feels awesome.
Both players put in a fantastic performance. They never relented, but it just seemed that Tsitsipas had a fraction more calmness. In the first set, Dominic was being put under a bit of pressure, but neither player lost serve. In the breaker, Thiem had the early advantage, but the breaker leveled, and Thiem snuck it out with a service winner, 8-6. Tsitsipas was out of the blocks in the second. He was up 4-love and 5-1 before serving it out. And in the third, the Greek went up 3-1 before the Austrian rallied to 3-all. Another breaker was inevitable, but this time Tsitsipas took greater control and won the last 3 points for the championship.
I'm still taking away a lot with me. I'm very proud and happy about the finals in general, and then there were also some other tough things in this week I had to deal with. I woke up on Tuesday morning feeling like crap because I was feeling really sick and everything, and then on Tuesday I played this legendary match against Novak and got way better again with my body. So that's a big thing I'm taking away, that even in very tough situations I can still play great tennis. And then of course it's an amazing result for me, taking away a lot.
Some small consolation for Thiem: he'll improve to 4 in the world for the year end. Tsitsipas will be 6, and he takes away over $2.6 million. This was the first time since 2009 at the season-ending championship that despite the big three, Novak Djokovic, Rafa Nadal and Roger Federer playing, none of them were in the final. This is the fourth straight year the tournament has had a first-time winner. The last time that happened was between 1988 and 1991, and the four were Boris Becker, Stefan Edberg, Andre Agassi and Pete Sampras. The doubles title was taken out by the French duo of Pierre Huysbert and Nicolas Mahut. It's the first time they've won the ATP Finals, and they defeated Robin Klaassen and Michael Venus 6-3, 6-4. Craig Gabriel, VOA Sports, London.
That's the thing about boxing. You don't know what's going to happen until it happens.
The World Boxing Council heavyweight title is on the line Saturday in Las Vegas as American Deontay Wilder and Luis Ortiz of Cuba step into the ring at MGM Grand Garden Arena for a rematch. Wilder scored a technical knockout in March 2018 at their first meeting in Brooklyn, New York. Wilder has run his record to 41-0-1 with 40 knockouts against a variety of opponents.
Looks are deceiving. You know, I'm a fighter that fight guys 10, 20, 30, even 40, 50 pounds heavier than I. And you see the magic that happens every time.
Ortiz brings his 31-1 record with 26 knockouts as he's seeking a different outcome.
Dios no le da la oportunidad.
A lot of people aren't blessed with two opportunities at something like this, and I'm not going to disappoint or squander this chance. I'm going to take full advantage of it and win this title.
No voy a desaprovechar la oportunidad.
Wilder is confident, but says he respects Ortiz and his talent.
With Luis Ortiz, you know, he's one of the most dangerous fighters in the sport of boxing, period. You know, with his southpaw and his expertise up in the ring, you know, he moves very strategically. You can't just go in there and do anything with him. And with that being said, that's why we're here, to see what's going to happen.
The International Olympic Committee signaled it would not welcome a blanket ban on Russian athletes, as the World Anti-Doping Agency said it expects to rule next month on whether drug testing data was manipulated. IOC President Thomas Bach said he would not want Russians completely banned from the Tokyo Olympics next year.
That's in the hand of WADA right now. And there also the sanction then will finally pronounced by the Court of Arbitration for Sport. So it's not in the hands of the IOC.
WADA's Compliance Review Committee met Sunday to consider Russia's response to the allegations. That committee will make a formal recommendation to WADA's executive board meeting on December 9th in Paris. Bach wants a fair outcome.
What we are concerned and our principle is that the guilty ones must be punished as hard as possible, and the innocent ones must be protected.
Russia is accused of doctoring a vast archive of computer files which it handed over in January in return for earlier doping sanctions to be lifted.
It's just really, really cool when you win a tournament. It really is.
English golfer Tommy Fleetwood won in one of the coolest ways at the Nedbank Golf Challenge, hosted by Gary Player in Sun City, South Africa. Fleetwood charged from six shots down in the final round with three eagles and four birdies to reach a playoff with Marcus Kinnault of Sweden.
I was getting more and more nervous. I think after yesterday, I played all right yesterday, and I came in and there was a stretch in the middle, like 11, 12, 13. I had like a good birdie chance on 11, missed a short one on 12 for par, 13, hit two perfect shots, went over the back and kind of come off and you were disappointed, but looked at that and I thought if it was two shots better on a tough day, it feels like completely different.
After tying with Fleetwood at 12 under par in regulation, Kinnault couldn't keep pace on the first playoff hole.
I'm happy with the week and how I played, so it's a good week, but losing is not always fun, but Tommy deserved that, so great up and down and great champion.
Jason Scrivener of Austria carded the next lowest score at 8 under par.
Got off to a really nice start, which was key today. I think around this golf course, it's nice to get a couple of birdies under your belt. And then I played really nicely the rest of the round, just couldn't really get any putts to drop and then kind of hung on those last few holes, which were pretty tricky.
Fleetwood's fifth European Tour propels him into position to win the season-long Race to Dubai title.
To get to the last event with a chance of winning the Race to Dubai, it's an amazing thing to have on your career, and it's one of the things I'm most proud of.
Consistent play is what Fleetwood is trying to maintain.
All the same things apply, you know, just the closer it gets to the end of the season, the harder it gets to look at, you know, stay in the present, do your things, you know, concentrate on what you do best.
Shane Lowry of Ireland has made the journey to the season-ending DP World Championship in Dubai.
We love it. Like, we're staying on a few days after the tournament here, and we'll come out early at the start of the year before Abu Dhabi. We just love coming here, you know, as a family and spending time. It's actually a great place to play golf as well and practice. The weather's great, and you know, the beaches, the hotels, the food, everything about it is brilliant. So it's a great place to come, and you know, it's a lovely place to play golf as well.
Lowry says getting a good start on every hole will put him in contention to win.
You know, if you drive it in play, if you hit your tee shots well, I think you're going to give yourself a lot of chances, because, like I said, the greens are really good, and, you know, obviously from the fairway it's much easier. So I think if you drive it well, but you probably do need to make five, six birdies a day around here to have any chance of competing towards the end of the week.
Danny Willett of England is also considering the weather.
A lot of it's weather dependent. You know, it gets windy in the afternoons, but the golf ball goes a bit further because it's hotter, the greens get firmer, the fairways get firmer, so it plays shorter in the afternoon, but you know, there is that wind factor in there, but you know, you've got to keep the ball in play. It's not a massively tight golf course at times, but to be the right, correct side of the fairways for the correct side of the pins does make a little bit of a difference. And then, you know, second shot golf course, trying to get it really into these zones, the greens are pretty sectional in there, so if you can get in the right zones, you know, it kind of calls on most aspects of your game.
Rory McIlroy of Northern Ireland has a chance to win the title at an event he's watched grow over the years.
You know, we've been coming back here now for 10 years. You know, I remember my first year here, you know, battling with Lee Westwood to the, you know, the finish and, you know, trying to win the race to Dubai. And it's been a great 10 years. I think the golf course has gotten better and better every year. I think that the event itself, that, you know, the clubhouse, that, you know, how mature everything is now, it's a much, you know, it feels like a much bigger event than it was back then.
Tommy Fleetwood won the race to Dubai 2 years ago and is expecting a great finish.
I think last year there was just me and Fran, and the year before I think me, Justin and Sergio. I remember that far. I've never challenged for it before that, so I can't remember that. But yeah, I think just the way these events work now towards the end of the year, I think it's great that it's got, you know, so many different scenarios. I think it's going to be great for people watching at home. It's going to be a great Sunday, you know, a great end to the year, like a spectacle in that sense. And just happy to be one of them that's part of it.
The LPGA's CME Tour Championship this week offers a $5 million prize purse for tournament competitors. Prior to the action on the golf course designed by Greg Norman in Naples, Florida, there was some important unfinished business. While it has been anticipated since being introduced last year, Tuesday marked an historic moment in professional sports. Spain's Carlota Hianda has joined Brooks Koepka as inaugural winners of the Aon Risk Reward Challenge Trophy, a winner-take-all $1 million payday.
It's a big honor for me to win that prize. Very thankful for Aon to start that initiative. The same prize money for men and women.
This transformative program awards equal prize money for both the LPGA and PGA Tour winners. Aon's co-president is Eric Anderson.
Yeah, it was such an important moment for us. When we launched the Aon Risk Reward Challenge, we were really hopeful that we would be able to take the feeling around positive risk-taking and reward and really get that to resonate with our colleagues and our clients, but also make that connection to the general public around what it's like to take the right risk based on information, on some analytics and some experience, and then do the execution. And so if you're a golfer, you'll realize, you know, just how important that is when you play the game of golf. But in the business environment, it's the same thing.
While Hianda won on home soil at the Spanish Open, her highest LPGA finish was runner-up in Phoenix at the Bank of Hope Founders Cup. She posted 8 top 10 finishes to date and says playing those designated holes well really paid off.
Obviously very special to win the Solheim Cup, to win in Spain with my family. And yeah, to win this prize at the end of the year is just a big bonus for the whole year, for the whole work that I've been doing with my caddy, and yeah, very happy.
During the presentation of the $1 million check to Hianda, Aon's chief marketing officer, Andy Weitz, underscored how important it was for the global professional services firm to award equal prize money to the winners.
For us, it just felt right. It's completely natural in this day and age to have equal prize money for equal performance across each tour.
Hianda hopes the Aon Risk Reward Challenge will inspire more opportunities for women's golf.
Nowadays that the men earn so much money than women, so as women I think it's really important to see that same price from Aon Company, so I can only say thank you and hopefully more companies will start doing the same.
Throughout the season, the Aon Risk Reward Challenge showcased how the world's best golfers are among the world's best strategic decision makers. White says it measures the performance of LPGA and PGA Tour golfers on a series of holes across multiple tournaments.
We think it's fun for the players, something that they can keep track of and really focus on. We've already seen a lot of back and forth between caddies and players about the importance of these holes as they come to them. We think it's fun for the fans because it brings a new element into the tournament and actually puts a little bit more emphasis on the best decision making at each hole across the regular season. And then for us, we love it because it helps explain how we create value for our clients.
Each week, the respective tours designated a hole and tracked players based on performance. Our thanks to contributor George McNeely for his stellar performance in sending this story. The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.